first noticed some fish becoming infected with a virus or a fungus, if you like, that appears on their backs. That was the first sign of a problem. And that isn't totally unusual. We've had it down many years in the past, but you would rarely get any fish dying or to any great extent. But since the beginning of July, the situation has become worse and worse. And we're actually seeing fish now coming in from the sea, look perfectly healthy, not a mark on them. And yet, you see them putting their heads in the air, if you like, as if they're gasping for oxygen. And within 2 minutes, they're dead. And that is most unusual, and we've never come across that here before. And the authorities, IFI and the Marine Institute, who've been very helpful with us in all of this over the last few days, they're quite baffled by it as well. So there appears to be something going on in Ballester Bay that's causing the issue, but we have no absolute concrete evidence of that at this point in time. The Marine Institute have done biopsies on a number of salmon. They've taken them, and we are still awaiting the histology reports on those, and we're hoping to, in fact, hear something today on that. But at this point in time, the situation is really serious. We're experiencing a situation where there's 100 are infected. I think there was 130 fish picked up, dead fish picked up yesterday. And so it's becoming really serious. In total now, we've picked up over 700 as of last night, and they're in the process of picking up some more today as we speak.
And is there any idea over whether, I know it's all probably hypothetical at the minute, but is there any idea if it's the fish that are arriving infected perhaps, or is the infection being picked up in the bay?
Well, the infection is stress-related, the experts are telling us this, but it's the cause of that stress is what we're trying to find out. Like, I mean, if a fish is suffering from lack of oxygen, or maybe extreme water temperatures, which we don't have at the moment, that stresses them out, and they're subject to this infection. But at the moment, it's the source of that infection that is causing us the anxiety. We don't know what it is, or the source of that stress, if you like, is causing the infection. So that's a major concern, and that's what we're trying to ascertain at this point in time.